yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, hey, I'm all shook up.
Everyone, welcome to the archive. This is DJ EJ, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
We finally have everybody in the booth tonight.
Yeah, this is a very special occasion.
Change the station while you can.
Yep. This is your last chance to bail. Once we hit the 5-minute mark, you're actually not allowed to leave.
We're going to make sure you don't turn your dials or close your laptops, sir.
We'll be monitoring the number of people listening tonight.
Every breath you take.
All right, easy there.
And I guess on that note, I will be starting things off with a tune by a band called Proto Martyr. So I hope you enjoy it.
Oh,
thank you. some suburban room C. The devil in his youth.
That one was The Devil in His Youth, which is the opening track on Proto Martyr's newest album, The Agent Intellect, which came out in 2015.
I actually prefer The Devil in His mid-age. I thought he had a...
That wasn't funny. Don't laugh. Again, I'm here to warn you.
Midlife crisis.
Change the station now while you can. DJ Hank has a lineup of these in his arsenal.
I wish I could. Unfortunately, the station here is set to 91.5. So I guess moving right along here. This next one is by Deftones, and it opens with a pretty sick drum groove. So I hope you'll enjoy jamming out to this with me.
Now help me pray for
All right, that one was RX Queen by Deftones from their third album, White Pony, which came out in 2000. And when I was reading about that track today, I just found out that it, in the bridge, features some vocals by the late Scott Weiland from Stone Temple Pilots fame. So he kind of just slithered on in there without me noticing.
That's that guy that sounds like Eddie Vedder.
Don't you like Stone Temple Pilots?
That one song that everyone knows.
Interstate Love Song?
That's the one.
Their first album is pretty solid.
DJ Hank, what about you?
I don't know. I feel like I always used to hear them on the old rock like radio stations. But
they were lumped in with all the grunge bands from Seattle.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, like Foghat.
Not quite.
I feel like the archive gained an attitude over the last week.
I think it's just any two of us would be like containable, but having three people in
it's
here.
It's going to be a madhouse. We should change our name of our show to just Madhouse.
I will submit that to our manager and see what they think.
Follow us on Twitter. I'm just kidding. We don't have a Twitter account.
We should make a Twitter account.
You should. Yeah, this next song that I have for you all also starts with a drum beat, but it isn't as cool. But the rest of the song is cool, so hopefully you'll find it enjoyable anyway.
Skr skr!
This is the Dismemberment Plan. right. That one was What Do You Want Me to Say by the Dismemberment Plan from their 1999 album Emergency and I. And that seems to have gone over pretty well here.
Yeah, that track was dope.
I really liked that track. It was a very nice track.
Yeah, so you heard it here first. Yeah, actually, when the Dismemberment Plan and that album in particular, Emergency and I, is one of those albums that I kept seeing like mentioned around, and I kept saying to myself, oh, I'd probably like this, but never got around to listening to it. And usually it takes a good like 2 or 3 listens to an album for me to get into it, but that song like hooked me right away, which is pretty rare. So yeah, shout out to the Dismemberment Plan.
When did that come out?
99.
Wow.
Interesting.
Do you have something you would like to share with the class?
I wonder if that influenced other music that we've heard, because I feel like that's kind of a common sound, but
of that era.
Of that era, I guess.
Very well might have.
For some reason in my mind, I just didn't place it in that era.
Where did your mind place it?
I don't know, like recently.
Oh, really?
2010 and beyond. Like, I don't know. I thought they were like a group that was like trying to make a comeback.
They did try to make a comeback because they split up after 3 albums, and then they made another one and it wasn't good.
Oh, no.
So you just gotta keep going back to the old ones. Okay, I have 2 more songs for you all this evening, and then we will be switching over to another DJ here. So these ones are more on the folkier side, I guess.
Ooh!
Yeah, so stay tuned for some tunes. Mm. And this one is by Akon Family. I believe that's how their name is pronounced.
I totally thought he just said Akon. Akon is not folk as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, well, he had this one album.
Thinking of you, there's lightning bolts in my chest. I know you know, I think our love's the if you have to stay. I'll be on the water, catching the next wave. You can meet me where it breaks. falsely strong. I held on tight and closed my eyes. It was dumb, I had no sense of your size. It was dumb to hold so tight. But last night, on your birthday in the kitchen, my grip was loose, my eyes were open. I felt your shape and heard you breathing. I felt the rise and fall of your chest. I felt your fall, your winter snows, your gusty blow, your lava flow. I felt it all, your starry night, your lack of light. With limp arms I can feel most of you. I hung around your neck independently, and my loss was overwhelmed by this new depth I don't think I ever felt. But I don't know, my nights are cold, and I remember warmth. I could have sworn I wasn't alone.
All right, that will be the end of my set tonight. We will be moving over to DJ Hank right now, but
unfortunately.
Yeah, so that first one was I'll Be on the Water by Akron Family from their self-titled debut album, which is from 2005. And the one you just heard was I Felt Your Shape by The Microphones from their great album, The Glow Part 2, which came out in 2001. Yeah, so like I said, that's about it from me. We'll be switching over to DJ Hank, and while we do that, how about a bit of a PSA?
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to
Then what you're
going to
do is turn onto Marcy
and Brett
Avenue.
Just broke up.
And go past
and
the first three
she's
lights
happy about
and then take
it.
The next left.
I don't really
then
think
five
she's
more
happy,
blocks
but
in, you should be
who
there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right.
That's
I'll
what
see
I
you
heard
later
last
tonight.
Night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
All right, Hank Rue in the driver's seat.
Again, I'd like to encourage anyone listening right now, it is not too late to switch stations.
Yes, it is. Diving into the first track right now.
It's funny that you mentioned Hank Rue in the driver's seat after playing that PSA on Car Crash.
That's really God. Funny. I didn't even think about that. Maybe it was like subliminal sort of.
It definitely was.
Thoughts in my mind.
Everybody buckle your seatbelts.
Buckle up. Here we go.
right, so that doozy of a song was Satisfy Me by Anderson East, and I played a little Anderson East last week, and yeah, I said...
Why is he talking like that?
It's the old DJ voice.
Yeah, it's my DJ voice.
Your can't help DJ that. Voice is you yodeling up and down. Like, what is... This?
And that song was Satisfy...
All right.
Yeah, anyways, that was Anderson East, and I said that I was going to play a little more of him because I really liked his sound.
Mm-mm, he's not nearly as good as Anderson West.
Okay. We're going to take a sharp turn here with a little
again,
Kansas.
The driving metaphor.
Yeah. Quavo. Coming in with Kansas. Here we go. So that one was Point of No Return by Kansas, a classic. I used to listen to that in the car for some reason. I think it was because we only had a couple CDs back in the day, and Greatest Hits by Kansas was one of them. It's a good song. Along with Journey's Greatest Hits, you know, just...
Is that a transition?
No, I'm not going to be playing Journey. Although they have some good songs.
If that was a transition, that would have been a good one.
It would have been a good one. I'm trying to think of some sort of driving metaphor to get us to this next song. I can't really think of one. To keep the...
You can't think about them. They just have to happen naturally.
Yeah, they just have to skirt on in. The next one...
The next song is called Drive by Incubus.
Yes. No, this next group that I'm going to play
is called The Living Statues.
That's dumb.
Why is that dumb?
Because statues aren't alive.
Maybe that's the point of their band title.
Boo.
Maybe they're trying to get some deep meaning.
Boo.
I should have known wrong or right. Car crash girl cut like a knife. With her lips she marks a man. Just last night got out of hand. Lipstick stains on coffee cups. What did I say? She won't look up. I hate the taste but I love the smell. And every morning I feel like hell. Felicity, you know it's true. I spend my nights forgetting you. Felicity, you know it's true. You spend your life forgetting too. Felicity. Well, it's cold again and I hail a cab. I cut my hair and now you want me back. I hit the ground, now I'm all gone. What made you think this wasn't done? She never cared when I was there. I never cared cause it wasn't fair.
Was Velocity by The Living Statues, as I said.
What does Velocity mean?
I don't know. Actually, like I think it's supposed to be like a girl who you love or something like that. That's like, I looked it up on Urban Dictionary.
Why Urban Dictionary?
That's because that was the only thing it had, so I'm guessing it's not a real word.
I see.
I don't know. I didn't really Wikipedia the song, so unfortunately.
Didn't do the research.
I didn't do the research. Well, I looked up the lyrics, checked. That was it.
What you got cooking up next?
Well, we are going to pipe it up with some Green Day. Get hype.
I'm leaving.
This is a classic. Such a classic song. Hope you guys enjoy.
Midnight in the murder city. I'm wide awake.
So is the old Murder City.
Nearly stabbed my eye out putting on excessive amounts of eyeliner to that one.
My 15-year-old self would really tip my hat to that song. It's a classic. So many old New Hampshire summers hitting the road for a nice run, getting in shape for the soccer season, listening to some like Murder City by Green Day. It's a classic. It's a classic. I would say, yeah, that was one of probably their last decent albums, as DJ EJ pointed out during the break.
What he's trying to say is, up next, 21 Guns by Green Day.
No, Oh Love by Green Day, come on.
Not quite.
Oh Love is a classic, though.
Do you have 21 Guns starting your set, DJ Mandy?
I'm sorry to disappoint, but I do not, unfortunately. I understand if that means you need to switch stations.
Speaking of switching around,
Mandy B hopping in the driver's seat.
Yep.
Green Day is so classic. You cannot get past how good Green Day is, though.
Like, I agree.
They're an important band in the history of music.
In the history of pop punk.
Probably the most
Billy
important
Joe
band.
Billy Joe Armstrong calls the station.
He's like, yeah, I was listening.
What'd
in.
You just call me?
I don't approve of that language.
Well, I am making quite a departure from the sounds we've heard so far this evening on WMFO Medford.
Everyone just turn the station. It's over. The archive's done.
The first song I have up is a little bit sad, but I put it at the top because the rest of my set is high energy. So I hope you enjoy these sounds from this local artist. Enjoy.
Wednesday's almost closing and I'm at the grocery store.
And that was Feeling Fruit by Pale Hound.
Feeling Fruit?
Feeling Fruit.
That's what I would have guessed.
Off of her new album.
Just like holding an apple.
Her new album, Visit to the Produce Section.
I mean, the album cover is a picture of a grocery store, oh, okay. So
What is the album called?
I can't tell
a
if that makes more
I'll
sense.
A Place I'll Never Go. No, I'm sorry. A Place I'll Always Go. Oh,
that changes the meaning a lot.
She's from Boston. DJ Ej and I felt the need to include some local artists.
DJ Ej and I are always hitting up the old produce section in Stop and Shop. Maybe we'll see her around.
I mean, you probably won't. Maybe she goes to Market Basket, Trader Joe's, Whole Foods.
She probably does,
yep.
Given her aesthetic.
Aesthetic.
Just judging from that one song.
Yeah, she totally works part-time bagging groceries at Trader Joe's, just for fun, not because she has to. Wow, that kind of turned into a roast, so on that note, any last words?
Nope,
no, I'm good.
All right, we're going to continue. We're not going to merge lanes. We're going to remain in the slow lane, but we're going to pick up the speed a little bit. Put it on cruise control.
You're going to get pulled over.
I hope not. Enjoy.
She
All right, friends, that was Multi-Love by Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
I haven't heard of them. They're kind of unknown to me.
Were you waiting a full 4 minutes and 10 seconds for that one, Henry?
No, I actually thought of that on the spot. No. I apologize to our listeners. It was a poor pun.
DJ EJ's silent on the matter, I see.
Yep.
Well, with that, we continue this road trip. We're going to merge lanes. We don't have some that double flats. Yellow. Some I mean, I would love to do a country night, but I know I will.
We should do a country night.
Get booed.
Let's do a country night. Just right. No, like, modern country.
Well, no, if, like, I can't play Florida Georgia Line, then...
No trucks.
It's not a country song without a truck.
Yeah, it is.
It has to be a manual truck.
Can it go mudding?
Crabbing?
I don't know.
Can it have a lift kit?
I need to ask our viewers... Are mudding and crabbing things that... I don't know.
He didn't even finish... All right, he's getting cut off.
I didn't want to be like
your mic is getting
things.
Turned off. I was Tiamo by Phoenix off of their new album Tiamo. They're French, so I'm really not sure where the Italian inspiration is coming from, but I'm along for the ride.
Were the lyrics in English? Because I wasn't paying attention.
You know, they were blending a little bit.
Oh, really?
They were shouting out some Italian things, such as Prosecco. Yeah. Yep. All right. DJ Hank is giving me quite the scathing look right now. I'm not quite sure why.
I wasn't doing that. That's a lie.
It's true.
That's fake news. Alternative facts.
All right. With that, we conclude our road trip. We're going to pull into the fast lane. And, you know, this song is DJ Fox. Hank was talking about EDM today. I said, I'm going to include an EDM song.
Did you put
song.
On some Skrillex? Big boy!
Thank you for listening to WMFO Medford 91.5.
Toss Freeform Radio.
That's the one. Not the BU, archive. Not we'll MIT, back. Not Harvard. TIFFs.
Yeah.
Let's enjoy. All right, okay.
Roll those.
We're doing a lot.
Skirt.
ちょうど何が重要か。